Good evening, this is Patrick Donahue. As always, every Sunday night, we appreciate you listening. Many times toward the end of the program, we get a lot of calls, and some people aren't able to get in before the program is over. The lines are wide open at the beginning of the program. I'm talking about right now. So if you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. That's 877-655-6755 if you have a Bible question or comment. I thought I'd begin tonight by talking about a verse in Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. It reads this way, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." The first thing we ought to notice from this is that not everything that seems right to us religiously is right. Here's something that seems right, but obviously it's not right, because the end thereof are the ways of death. It leads to death. Now, the Bible is what actually tells us what is right. John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." So the Bible, God's word, tells us what's right. Something may seem right to us, but if it doesn't match up with what the Bible actually says, then even though it seems right to us, the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, taking that seems right route leads to death. That's talking about spiritual death. We're going to be lost if we do what seems right to us when it's not according to God's word. Now, I've got a perfect illustration of this, I think. I have a listener named Doug who wrote me this week via email. And let me read you a few things he wrote to me. First of all, Doug said, "The Reformation Project is run by a really nice young Christian man who happens to be gay. I met him in Portland, Oregon last year when I went to hear him speak at a local church." So, according to this, and I already knew this, but I'm just making the point on tonight's program. According to this, we have gays speaking in many local churches these days. Got a question for you, audience. Do they speak where you go to church? Where you go to church, do gays speak, even on occasion? The Old Testament law said in Leviticus 18:22-23 about gays, homosexuals, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto." It is confusion. So the Old Testament, and we're not under the Old Testament law these days. We're going to talk about what the New Testament law said in a minute. But the Old Testament not only condemned this behavior, having sex, same sex, but it put it in the same category as having sex with an animal. That's how bad it is. Ben from Washington, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
It's Ben Claffey is my name. It's just about young people in the church nowadays. I'm 24 myself and looking at joining the priesthood. Nobody does it anymore.
Well, maybe that's true, but I do know a good number of young people that I know of that are faithful in the church, faithful to Christ. And so maybe that, as a general rule, there's not as many young people as there used to be, but I do know quite a few. Well, but you're certainly right. We need to encourage the young people to be faithful to Christ, and they have a lot of temptations before them. I'll grant you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I moved from Ireland because back home with my friends, I got bullied for wanting to join the priesthood.
Ben, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for your point. I'm having a hard time understanding you, but thank you for your good point there. Again, if the lines are open, if you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. We're going to be talking about one of our listeners, Doug, said. He went on to say, the purpose of the organization, now he's talking about the organization called Reformation Project. He says the purpose of that organization, quote, is to work for acceptance of gay Christians in the general church body. So, according to that, something we already knew, gays are being accepted in the general church body. Question for you, audience. Are they being accepted where you go to church? As I said, we'll go to the New Testament, talk about homosexuality. How about Romans 1, 24 and then 26 through 27? Let's read that. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. That passage clearly condemns homosexuality. It mentions both types. First, in verse 26, the lesbians, and then in verse 27, the gay men. Yet, according to the quote from Doug, people are working to get gays accepted in the church body. No, what we need to be doing as Christians is working to keep gays out of the church body. And here's what I mean by that. Not that we don't want them to repent and quit being gay, then we want to accept them into the church body. But what Doug was talking about was accepting gays into the church body as they remain gays without their repentance. And that's what we have to fight against. We have to try to teach the homosexuals that they need to repent of their sins. And if they'll repent of their sins, if and only if will God forgive them of that sin. Next, Doug said, I read all the information that you sent me. I had sent Doug some passages that condemned homosexuality. We've already read a couple of them. I read all the information that you sent to me, but I am still in support of same-sex marriage. So we learned from that. Many so-called Christians are in support of same-sex marriage. In spite of what God says about it, in spite of what His Word, the Bible, says about it, they are in support of same-sex marriage. Doug is one of them. Nice man, Doug, but he is believing and in support of something that is condemned by God. He's in support of same-sex marriage, but notice what Jesus said in Matthew 19, 4 through 5. Have you not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So when Jesus talked about the institution of marriage, He was talking about the original institution in Genesis 2:24. He says, God made them male and female. They were to leave father and mother. A man was to cleave to his wife. So as the cutesy little saying, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Again, the number to call is 877-655-6755. Doug went on to say, I do not believe it harms society when two people who love each other want to get married and share their lives together, especially when they are Christians. So the question to Doug and others is whether or not being gay harms society, not whether or not the Bible condemns or condones the practice. See, they're trying to find the answer to their question, to the issue, from the wrong place. Does this harm society? Well, I think it does harm society, but that may be just my opinion. Doug's opinion, it doesn't harm society, gay marriage. Our opinions don't matter. What Doug and I think don't matter. All that matters is what God thinks. And He has clearly said this is wrong. This should not be practiced. And these people, unless they repent, will not be saved. Let me read from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 that states that. Basically what I just said. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, neither homosexuals, nor sodomites, which is another word for a homosexual, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Do you see that? Here's a list of sins. Fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites. Those are, that's what we're talking about tonight at this point in the lesson. Homosexuals. It says they will not inherit the kingdom of God. They cannot be saved unless they repent of that sin. So gay marriage seemeth right to Doug. He said, I do not believe it harms society, but God says the end thereof are the ways of death. Do you see how this is a perfect illustration of what we're talking about in Proverbs 14, verse 12. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man. That it seems right to some men that gay marriage is okay, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We've proved the end thereof are the ways of death by showing from the Bible that God clearly does not approve of the practice. And those that practice such will not inherit the kingdom of God, will not be saved unless they repent and quit being a homosexual. Jim from Illinois, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Well, I just listening to you guys, and thank you. I'm going to give you what I have here, and I'm going to hang up to listen to you. But I was listening to a biblical scholar debate a couple of people that were gay, and what he brought up in Paul, since the New Testament was written in Greek, he brought up the word, and I hope I don't blow this, but maybe you know it, arsenikoite, which is supposed to be Greek, which means man bed. And that's what Paul, that's why they translated it into homosexuality in the New Testament. So the word arsenikoite, written in Greek, supposedly is a key for me to understand that, hey, it's there, it's written, nobody can take it out. So if you can expound on that, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. Jim, you're exactly right. Arsenikoites is the word that we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It's translated homosexuals in the New King James Version. That's the Greek arsenikoites, and you're exactly right. It basically, I was reading about a guy named John Stott. He basically says about this word, the Greeks use this expression to describe the one who took the active role. Do you know what I mean by that? Oh, well, Jim hung up. In a homosexual relationship, let's talk about the male, the two gays. One takes the role of the man. One takes the role of the female. Arsenikoites, which is the word we find in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, is the one that takes the active role, the male role. This word is translated in the New American Standard Version, homosexual. In the New King James Version, sodomites. In simple English, homosexuals. Greene's Interlinear, homosexuals. John from Texas, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment on the topic that you have on the table at the moment. I've known homosexuals that have turned their lives over to Christ, and I know one in particular that is he's just flamboyantly gay. I don't know. And since he's been redeemed, that feminine part of his personality really has not changed. But the fact is, sexually speaking, he has chosen abstinence. And I've actually known a couple of them that has taken this this road in their lives. I don't know that it's that you can say he's no longer gay. I don't think they process it that way. But you know, and it's my personal opinion though that that you can't condone homosexuality and same-sex marriage, and in the same, and then in the same voice, you know, claim to be a Christian. I you know, that's contradicting from my perspective. I mean, trust in the Lord, lean not on our own understanding, and God, obviously, you know, is telling us, you know, that's absolutely contradicting.
John, I mean, you're exactly right. That'd be like saying, "I'm a Christian, but I'm gonna keep being a murderer or a rapist."
Yeah, exactly.
Make some good points. Mean, and your friend did exactly what he needed to do. He was a homosexual, and then he became a Christian. At least according to the way you described it, he repented of his sin and quit being a homosexual. If you know what I mean. Thank you, John.
Yeah, active sexually speaking.
Yes.
You won't know him. 5 minutes and you will see that he is still, you know, does have a feminine way about himself, but that's neither here nor there. That's not the topic. Although I've known homosexuals that have, the next thing you know, they got a full beard and they're totally acting completely different. They have, you know, they've been redeemed but that doesn't always happen that way. But at the same time, I think you should stress that we don't We don't clean up our lives. We don't make a change to come to the throne of grace. We come to the throne of grace filthy and dirty and nasty. And we lay that at the foot of Jesus, and we are washed in his blood. And then the change and the transformation, I often refer to that.
I'm going to have to let you go. We got some other callers waiting.
Okay,
thank you
God
for your call,
you.
John. All right, thank you, John. And so we want to point out that a person like a homosexual has to repent of their sins in order to become a Christian. So they do have to change in the process of becoming a Christian. Peter said in Acts 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. So to become a Christian, you have to repent and be baptized. You can't skip over the repentance part. Larry from Iowa, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yeah, Patrick, I like your program, and you're telling the truth. That's what's the main thing. Hey, these people that like this preacher that preaching that he's a homosexual, well, they aren't Christ's church. They might have their own church, but they can't call it Christ Church because it's not staying with what the Bible says.
They're not following the authority of Christ, are they?
No. So I mean, there's other churches that call themselves churches and they don't follow either, but I just wanted to make that point that they may be calling themselves a church, but they're not Christ Church. Not
thank you for
your what you just said. Repent. That's what they need to do. Thank you. We'll talk.
Thank
to
you for your call, Larry. Appreciate that. What we see is this is a great example of there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof the ways of death. It seems to a lot of people who claim to be believers in Christ that gay marriage is okay, but that because it contradicts the Bible, the end thereof the ways of death. Let me mention something else. Another practice that evidently seems right to a lot of men, but the end thereof the ways of death, is women preachers. Women preachers. Most churches allow women to preach from the pulpit. Do they know? Do they allow that? Were you to go to church, is what I'd like to ask the listening audience. 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35 says, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. And then 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not or allow not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. That's pretty plain, isn't it? This is another clear example of men doing what seems right to them. It seems right that they ought to allow women to speak from the pulpit, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's condemned by the Bible. Joel from Illinois, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yeah, sure. I listen to your program all the time. I don't always agree with you, but I do think that you're sincere, which is, to me, a big compliment. But
thank you,
I would
Joel.
Like to say that do you believe that God makes people, or you know, is the origin of life, and that's, you know, basically from where we come?
I'm not following you, Joel. You're breaking up just a little bit. Do I believe God makes people what?
Yeah, well, makes them their existence. Do you exist because of God?
Oh yes, yes, I certainly believe that, Joel. Yeah, remember,
okay.
God created man in Genesis chapter 1.
Okay, I understand. And I believe that you know, I think most people believe that God is infallible. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd like to. I assume that you're a straight man. You're straight, or
I'm definitely straight. Right. I'm married,
okay.
Four kids, and never been okay. Tempted the other way.
Wonderful. Good for you. Good for you. But I guess the question I'd like to ask is who taught you to be straight? How did you know that you were straight?
Well, this, whether or not a person is gay or straight, comes from our environment and choices we make. You're not born that way, Joel. We looked at Romans 1, 26 and 27, which we have already looked at, and not only did it say it was a sin, homosexuality, but it said it was unnatural. And so, nobody is born homosexual, but what happens is through their environment and the choices they make, they become gay. And this is an unfortunate thing. Many of them have been abused by other adult male gay men when they were boys, and that led to their becoming gay. But they make that choice. It's a choice just like any other sin. You either choose to do right or you choose to do wrong, and everybody who's gay has chosen to be gay, and everybody who is gay then, as they practice that sin, they are going to be lost unless they repent, according to the passages we read. Nate from New York, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, praise the Lord. I want to expound on and add a question to the other gentleman that said that he had a friend that had been, freed from homosexuality, no longer practicing and staying abstinent, but still has feminine ways. The Bible speaks of femininity, also not entering into the kingdom of heaven. Can you expand on that and the great need for us to be on our faces before God and plead for God's deliverance, so that we can be totally, free from, those past things. I mean, sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yes, Nate. In 1 Corinthians 6, we read the New King James Version. The word that was translated homosexual there, or sodomite, I can't remember which, in the King James Version is translated effeminate. Okay, so I see what you're saying. Actually, this is talking about somebody being a homosexual. Now, here's a person that's, their mind has become perverted through the years. They weren't born that way, but their mind has become perverted, Nate, and they're sexually attracted to the same sex. And then they decide they're going to serve the Lord. They repent of that. The first thing they're going to do is never practice that. They're going to abstain, and then they're going to start working on what's called their orientation. They're going to have to work on that. They're going to have to unpervert their mind and develop their mind the way it should have been to start with, and that is attracted to the opposite sex. But that may take a while. And in the meantime, while they're working on that, Nate, they're going to have to abstain. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's also be a thing of consistent, while they're doing these things, it's the word sanctification.
Yeah, Nate, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got to go off the air in less than a minute, okay? Thank you for your call. We appreciate everybody listening tonight. Appreciate all the calls, very good calls. Just be sure and listen next week at this same time. And if you didn't get on the air, if you didn't get your call in next week. We've talked about two issues tonight, homosexuality and women preachers. Many churches are allowing these things, allowing gay marriage, allowing women to preach from their pulpits. But as I pointed out, the Bible condemns both of these practices. These are perfect examples of what I started the program talking about. Proverbs 14, verse 12. There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Churches, people who claim to be Christians, are practicing these things. It seems right to them, but it's not according to God's word. Therefore, spiritual death will result. If you want to talk to me throughout the week, send me an email, BibleCrossfire@email.com. Thanks for listening tonight.